substitute teacher, and then I'm like, nope. I've had to rein in too many AA assemblies to be a substitute teacher. I've been down that road. I'm Billy, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Billy.
Welcome to Narasa, to the GSR workshop. I'm looking around the room, and let's see. Who would love to be a recorder and take just a few notes? Nothing complicated. You would, sir? Excellent. And it's 2024. If you want to take them on a tablet or a phone, paper and pen not required. Okay, I'm going to start off just a little survey. Who here is at their first Narasa? Please hold your hands up. Thank you. Who here is a GSR? Thank you. I know this is going to be complicated, but of those GSRs, so only if you're a GSR, is that your first Narasa have a GSR workshop? Wow. Okay. That's pretty close to
everyone.
Almost everyone. Which is awesome. Awesome. So, this is supposed to be a little give and take. Tomorrow night will be more take from you. But I take it as a great responsibility that a lot of you are your first Narasa, a lot of you are new GSRs. So the next question I wanted to ask is this. How many of the GSRs here really got to tag along as an alternate to assemblies and district meetings? Okay, that's what I would expect. So, is there anybody here who doesn't have a service manual? Not with you, but at all? Okay. Anybody who raised your hand, please see me after this, and I assure you that we will do whatever we can to get you a service manual. Don't be scared of it. The new one is actually quite brilliant, in my opinion, my humble opinion. It's user-friendly. It's actually indexed like the book that's in the trunk of your car. It's amazingly indexed like that, which I love. Simple, easy to find. But if you haven't been told yet, and I just want to stress this, I get that there is a lot of stuff that you are like, what is going on here? What are these people talking about? Is everything they talk about an acronym? Could they possibly stop using acronyms maybe one for one? You know, we can't. That's, I'm just going to honestly tell you, we can't. Many areas have a little cheat sheet. It's called AA Alphabet Soup. I'm not kidding. Like, and I want to make sure that any easy or simple questions that you might have that we get to tonight, because it can be overwhelming. And you know, when we talk about electing GSRs, it's one thing to get a GSR elected at a group, but we're actually pretty good at that. It's getting the GSR to their first assembly that is really the task, and then getting the GSR to come back to their second assembly, and hopefully their second Narasa. And I'm going to talk about some practical suggestions about things that sometimes we forget to tell people. So, if you're new to this, I'm just going to not tell you my whole service resume. But the most important thing I could tell you is that I'm a past GSR of the Westside Young People's Group in New York City. That is the most important thing I could ever announce at any service event. It's still a pet peeve of mine that Narasa does not have a past GSR ribbon. because I think it would be awesome for everybody to see like how important the GSR position is. But I have been an alternate GSR and a GSR. I have been a DCM. I've been involved in some intergroup committees. I served as a panel 49 delegate. Now you probably have heard so much between acronyms and panels, you're probably ready to like, you're looking for the book to get translated. But I'm a panel 49 past delegate, meaning that in 1999, I served my first year as a delegate, my second year in 2000. Between 2004 and 2008, I served as an appointed committee member, ACM in acronym lingo, on the Trustees Corrections Committee. From 2009 to 2013, I served as a non-trustee director on the AA World Services Board, and from 2013 to 2017, I served as a Class B General Service Trustee and also as an AAWS Director during that 4 years. There is so much to learn, but I want to start out at a very basic level of, you get elected GSR, and what do you do next? And so if no one has filled you in on that, about your district meeting or your assembly. Now, we are the Northeast here. However, I have seen people from other regions here already. So, here's what's complicated about this book, and I want to stress this to every GSR. We have one book and 93 areas. That makes things challenging to learn how to do your job as a GSR. Because this book is written at like 100,000 feet. But as a GSR, you're not serving at 100,000 feet. You're serving practical, day in, day out, doing the work of a GSR. So I want to just throw out some helpful hints that if you've done them already, great. If you haven't done them and you're too embarrassed, you don't have to tell anybody. But if you have not been to your district meeting yet, please find out when your district meets. The easiest way to do that is to talk to the person who was GSR before you, but if that's not possible, every area in the Northeast has a website. Find out who your DCM is. Hopefully, they're next door in that room. But find out when your district meets. One of the things that drives me crazy about when we elect people is I wish we would say when the meetings are at that election meeting. Like, it would be helpful for the average person to know it's the third Wednesday and the last Saturday of the quarter is when assemblies are. So at least you know if that fits within your schedule. But if you don't know the next year of events of district meetings and assemblies, that should be high on your list of things to do. Really high on your list. And to find out who your DCM is. Now, it's kind of unfair to have a GSR workshop this time of the year, and I say that for this reason. If there is a playoff season in Alcoholics Anonymous service, it just started, okay? And you probably, some of you don't even know what I mean by that, but what I am telling you is there is a lot of moving pieces going on right now that you probably don't even know about or haven't heard about. And I want to make it a point tonight to maybe back that tractor up a little bit and slow it down and explain what you just fell into. So I want to explain that, what's going on, because it's not like it would be much easier. If NARASA was in June, we would have a year until the conference agenda items come out in February. So when I said about knowing when your district meeting is or your assembly, I want to throw a couple other things out there that GSRs need to know, top priority, starting January the 1st, this time of the year. And that is, first of all, If you don't know what a final conference agenda is, I want to repeat that phrase. Final conference agenda. In about 8.5 weeks, the General Service Conference will happen. That is, in the simplest form, the group conscience of the United States and Canada, Alcoholics Anonymous. There are a lot of moving pieces around that. Of the GSRs that I identified as being first-year GSRs and never at NRASA before, but anybody that's currently a GSR, how many, if you don't want to admit it, you don't have to, and there's no report card being given here. But I'm curious how many, as you sit here, have never seen a final conference agenda for the General Service Conference? Okay, a lot. And is there anyone who doesn't know what a final conference agenda is? A lot. Okay, this is great. I wanted to start out here and keep it as basic as possible. So, if you're making a cheat sheet, go ahead. PIAs. Right. Another acronym, folks. PIA. Proposed agenda item. So, I'm going to go really slow through some of those things to help you when you leave here. Because if what we do here is not useful when you leave, it's not useful. It has to be useful. So find out who your DCM is. Find out when your next assembly is. And then when you talk to your DCM, or if you get a service sponsor or someone that you know that's been involved in service, all of the different areas review the conference top agenda items differently. So I cannot give you one standard way of what's going to happen, which makes my job very difficult. But I can give you some suggestions as to how to make your life easier as a GSR. So that you know what a conference agenda is. It looks like 8 pages stapled together, like 8 letter pages stapled together. It's in alphabetical order by committee. And under each committee, it lists each committee's assignment of what is on their agenda. Anyone here, any GSRs, have already seen the final conference agenda? Excellent. You have one in your hand, right? Would you loan it to me?
Absolutely.
And I want to say thank you. I have one electronic, but that'll be so much easier to read with my old eyes. So, every conference committee has a bunch of things listed. Now, there are a lot of people in this audience that know more about the process and the structure than I do. So I want to warn them. I am starting at elementary level 101. I am not going to try to confuse. Sometimes, if I compare it to recovery, you ever see somebody in AA try to hope that somebody with 3 days acts like they have 3 years? It's impossible. We would love that if every newcomer with 3 days acted like they had 3 years, but it's insanity. So I have to expect or talk not to the people who've been to the conference or are students of the conference, but to the people who have not been there. You need to get one of these from your DCM. Find out what is the process in your area. I'm sure John could tell me the actual number count. Is it 83? 83. There's 83 agenda items on this year's conference. So, we have to talk about practicality. Your delegate needs to know how your group feels about the issues. But you're not going to be able to go through 83 issues with your group. Not unless your group takes like a special 4-day hiatus. But that's okay. Probably some of you have heard about these things called the concepts. Some of you may have already been through them, and some of you may not. But I want to tell you that you have been given a great right of decision as a GSR. And sometimes we don't talk about that. And really, it's a common sense decision to look at these and hopefully with your DCM or with someone that's been ahead of you in service and go through it. And the simple question is, which one of these would my group like to talk about? And there's also an ulterior motive. I'm going to give you a real life story. I rotated off the General Service Board in 2017. What I can guarantee you every year, on a particular Monday or Tuesday in April, after the General Service Conference is over, a couple of people that I know will ring my phone. And that phone call always is the same. I just want to make sure I make that clear. And it's not from newcomers. It's from people who are active in Alcoholics Anonymous. And the phone call always goes like this. You won't believe what they did. Now, when you've been in AA for a long time, I would believe anything in AA, right? Service, recovery, home group, like any phone call in AA that starts like, you won't believe this, of course I'll believe it. It has to do with alcoholics. So it doesn't matter how outlandish it is. But that was particular Monday and Tuesdays in April. It's always somebody going, out of nowhere, they decided to make a decision on this. And I'll be like, oh, what issue are you talking about? And you know, you try not to be condescending because I don't want to turn anyone off from the service structure. But I'd love to just scream into the call, where have you been for the last 6 years? Like, it's been on the conference agenda the last three. AA's been talking about it the last six. But the reason I mention that is there is a beauty to that, which is to get people involved in being connected to the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. I meet so many people who complain about what's going on in AA, and I always ask them, have you sent in an agenda item? And the answer most of the time is no. Or I'll ask them, have you spoken to your delegate? And the truth is, most of the people that say something to me don't even know who their delegate is. Worse than that, most of those people don't even know who their district chair is or their DCM. I don't want to... Again, that's a problem with the 93 areas. We have DCMs, district chairs, DCMs at large, DCs, MCs. You get my drift. Below the GSR on the upside down triangle. A lot of those group numbers that complain don't have that. So my point is, when you meet with, whether it's a service sponsor, somebody involved in service, your DCM, some of these things that are on the agenda, you can use to get your group to want to talk about them. There are things that are on everybody's mind, and they might not even know they're going on. So, that being said about this, I want to make sure I'm lining the dates up right. This Sunday is the 25th of February. 7 weeks from this Sunday, the opening dinner of the General Service Conference will happen. That is Sunday, April 17th. I mean, Sunday, April 14th. If you do not know, as you sit here right now, how your area goes through the agenda items, That should be a top priority for when you leave NARASM. Now, I want you to be a great GSR. I want you to have the greatest GSR reports in the world. I just saw somebody's GSR report the other day, and I was like, thank God no one do this when I was a GSR, because it was beautiful. It was formatted perfectly, and it was just beautiful. And I want everybody here to have a way to report to that group. And I want to talk about how you handle group problems. The problem with that is 7 weeks from Sunday night is the General Service Conference. So this week, or before you leave here, if you see a DCM or see a delegate, you need to know, how does your area delegate get feedback from the groups in your area? There's going to be a couple of ways, more than a couple, but I'll explain, I'll talk about the common ones you will hear. Some areas have what they call a pre-conference assembly. And the delegate will take time at that assembly to go through as many of the agenda items or a set amount of the agenda items as they can. Some areas do that. Some areas have a mini-conference. This trend started in Ohio in the late 1980s. But a mini-conference is where the area kind of has like a mock session of the General Service Conference and lets groups of people act like a committee and actually make a recommendation and debate. So we have areas that do that. We have other areas where the delegate and the alternate delegate and maybe some of the other officers travel from district to district and go through the agenda items. My only point on this is that you as a GSR need to know how your area does it. And when you find out how they do it, you need to find out when they do it. And why is that important? Well, most areas, the conference starts on the 14th of April. Most areas will have their gatherings where they get feedback on the conference agenda items. Most of them will be before April 1st. That's just the way the calendar plays out in AA. So that means you have a little bit of February left and all of March, that's it. And when you find out that date of when your delegate, how your delegate gets feedback from your groups, you then have to back up about how you're going to get feedback from your group to give your delegate before that date. And sometimes we don't talk about that enough. We just like think it's going to magically happen. Of the delegates, of the GSRs that raised their hands, how many of you belong to groups that have one business meeting a month? Okay. Of those that just raised their hand, how many already had their business meeting in February? Almost 100%. Okay. Now we're down to March. The March business meeting. How many of your groups are prepared for you to walk in with this little list and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to keep you a couple hours tonight, have some work to do. So you have some work to do. I'm not saying you have to ruin the next business meeting. What I am saying is you need to talk to your group chair or however you discuss things in your group. Maybe it can't be the next business meeting. Maybe your group needs to find a different time to get together. All I'm trying to put out there is to magically think that you have a lot of time to get feedback from your group in order to get it on time to your delegate. It's a lot to take in and takes a little bit of planning. And sometimes we don't talk too well about that. And then before you know it, your group is like, Yeah, we last business meeting was a disaster, so we're rushing through tonight's, and we don't have time to talk about that GSO stuff. I mean, let's talk about the common things we'll be hearing in groups. But your task is to find a way to excite your group or members of your group to want to talk about this agenda, final conference agenda. Now, the problem with being a new GSR is that they're going to look at you to know what's the information on here. How are you going to be an expert on 83 agenda items? And I could go into a complicated discussion about background material.
Oh, God.
That's another three-day workshop. Background material. Background material is that for each of these 81, there's background information for each item. So each committee has like a PDF of information. So what I want to gently suggest is that you, with someone you trust, go through the items that you think your group really needs to talk about. Mm-hmm. I can't do that for you. And I shouldn't even exert any pressure or influence about what I think is important, because that's what I think is important is not important. You should sit down with your past GSR and your DCM and maybe a couple of people in your area and ask them the simple question, what are the important things in here that you think my group really wants to talk about? When I was a delegate, not even a GSR, there were three things on the agenda that people wanted to discuss in 1999. Biography wanted to do a show about Bill W. Should we give videotape to A&E? Should we return a whole bunch of money to the city of San Diego that we took for the international convention? And the third was, should we stop litigation against an AA member in Germany who is printing lots of big books against our copyright? Those were the three issues. But I can't tell you what the three are for you. I know that when I was a delegate my first year, those are the issues that the GSRs brought back that they wanted to give input on. Talk to past GSRs or to, you know, your delegate and past delegates about what's been going on in the last couple of years. And the other thing I want to stress is if you get a service sponsor, and I'm not telling you you have to, it's not my job up here. Some of you might have one sponsor that fits the bill. Some of you might have somebody you consider a mentor. But if you do get a service sponsor, sometimes I don't think we talk enough about who you should look for and who you should ask. I would be very weary of anyone at an assembly that tells you they want to be your service sponsor. That would be my first warning to any GSR. You might want to think about that. You want to ask someone to sponsor you in service or be a mentor, whatever word you like, who is going to help you apply the principles, all 36. If you have not been through the traditions, it is impossible to understand the concepts without having gone through the traditions. And if you're a new GSR there and you're thinking, wow, I just got through the big book. That was a total pain in the ass. My sponsor was all over me. You know, I'm out of highlighters of different colors and God knows what else, right? But the truth is, it's impossible to understand and apply the concepts without understanding the traditions. So I'm not saying you have to have it done in 2 weeks. Find someone who can help you with the traditions. The most important quality of finding someone to help you is someone who's not going to tell you their opinion on any of these 83. Someone who has respect for you, your right of decision, and your group's group conscience. That we're not here to make robots or to tell people what to do or to create like service sponsor political parties and assemblies like so-and-so's with him and so-and-so's with her and I'm with him. It shouldn't be about that. You should find someone. The best definition of a service sponsor that I've ever been given is this. Find someone who believes that the only way that they know they did their job properly is that you vote opposite than them right in front of them. That's the only way to know that you've done your job properly. Because to just create robots or somebody that thinks like me or votes like me, that's not going to help AA. That's not what any of our literature talks about. We're here to empower you. And while I'm on that subject, let's talk about the real role of the GSR. Has anybody, of the people that raised their hands, who's not read the chapter on the GSR in the service manual? Excellent. Yeah, let's be honest. Awesome. Exactly what I would expect. I hope that you find someone who can help you with that chapter. I can highlight it a little, but I'm going to give you a couple of examples. You are really at the top of the triangle. It feels a lot like, because everybody has a panel number, and everybody has an acronym, and everybody has a title, and everybody has lots of ribbons, it feels like that you're on the bottom of the org chart. Sometimes it feels like that. The only way I can stress how important your job is and going to your assembly is this. I'm sure some people here work in some kind of place where one day you come into work and there's like a sign and it says, so-and-so's coming to the office next week. Clean out the refrigerator. Get rid of all the old yogurt. Fix up your cubicle. Don't dress like a slob, like blah, 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 right? Our boss is coming to town. And we want to put on the best show we can for our boss. I hope they can't hear me right now, whatever room they're in. But that's how your area officers should be treating you at every single assembly. At every single assembly, you are their bosses coming to town. You don't go to assemblies to take instructions from them. Your job is to represent your group as best possible and to go there and bring your conscience to tell the area how they should operate in a group conscience process. Sometimes the triangle sometimes feels like it gets flipped upside down in a lot of different ways, but that is how important your job is. And the numbers speak for themselves. Trying to see who's still in this room. I could pick on John. What's the first year you went to NARASA?
2011.
Okay. So John is a non-trustee director on AA World Services, and we thank him for his service. But there's no mistake that he went to NARASA in 2011, and today he's still serving. My first NARASA was in 1994. A long time ago. I was in kindergarten, believe it or not. Not that old. But this is also important because of all of you sitting here, we know that there are future delegates in this room. That's a fact at every NARASA. we can't get around it. We know that there are future trustees in this room. And we know there are future non-trustee directors. And so it's super important that we pass on this information to you so that you don't feel like you can't do your job. So, I know I laid out a lot about the next 8 weeks, but I just want to just go back through that because it's so critically important and it's what I wanted to get through tonight. 7 weeks from Sunday, the General Service Conference starts. 90% of you said you already had your February business meeting. You have one business meeting in maybe 3 or 4 weeks, five tops, to find out how you're going to get your group to give you information about agenda items so that you're prepared when you meet with your delegate, which some of you, does anyone here, GSRs, know for sure, you know the date that your delegate is getting feedback from? Awesome. So you have that down. You just have to find a way inside your group in the next 5 weeks to get feedback. And you need to determine which items you think you really need your group's feedback on. Again, it is very important that I believe this time of the year is sacred, meaning somebody like me should stay far away from telling any other, you know. I went to a service event 2 nights ago for the area I live in. I got to give my 2 cents in the area I live in. My home group has a GSR. That's the way I can have my vote represented at the General Service Conference. So it's not to influence people here. My influence that I want it to be is how critical it is that next week you devise a plan as to how you're going to get this information to your group and get their feedback. And who are you going to find? Maybe it's like a Where's Waldo search the next 2 days. Who can you find at NARASA this weekend from your area who can make a commitment to go through this final agenda with you and kind of explain some of the things that are on it? And then find out when can your delegate, or does your delegate, go through the background material, because every area does it differently. Now, tomorrow night we can get to about reporting back, and we can get to other issues about being a GSR, and all the other things there are to do there. I want to just briefly, if you're going for the Reader's Digest version of the service manual, because this is obviously a lot to read. And by the way, don't be intimidated by people that know it backwards and forwards. Who cares? It just means they've been coming for a while. But don't let that intimidate you. And maybe there's no time to go through the 12 concepts in the next 8 weeks. But if you have a basic understanding of recovery in the first 164 pages of the Big Book, hopefully, and you have some experience with the traditions, then what I would ask you or tell you is read the section on the General Service Representative. It's chapter 1. I would also tell you read the section on the Area Assembly, the Area Committee if you want, not really that important, but the conference. Read that and highlight wherever you have a question. Make a mark, make a note. And whoever you find in service that you trust, ask them those questions. The only other thing that I would ask you to, or tell you to read, or at least understand so that we can talk about what really happens that week. All of a sudden, it's Sunday, April 14th, and the General Service Conference meets for a week. And on some issues, they'll take no action. And on some issues, they'll take action. And there's a real complicated way of how they do that. But what really is it? Why do we do that? And I hope that you get to read AA Comes of Age if you haven't read it, but I'm going to give you the abbreviated Cliff Notes version. In 1944-43, Bill W. had a kind of horrifying realization. One of two. As you know, our book was published in April of 1939. And you can go to any big book workshop for the weekend and you would think that since April of 1939, everything has been perfect in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's not really true. Alcoholics are really good at things you should not be really good at. It's just a fact of life. We are experts at blowing up our life. We can blow up our life, drunk or sober, better than most people. But the thing that we're really good at is destroying anything good in life that God gave us, even if we don't believe in God. We have the ability to destroy something good at an amazing level. And Bill W. started to realize in 1944, 45, remember, Jack Alexander writes that article, and the AA stick of dynamite goes off. And letters and books are flying all around the country, and membership is going through the roof. And then Bill realizes, wow, alcoholics are so selfish, they're going to destroy the very thing that saved their life. Remember what it was like in 1945. In 1945, if you had like 6 years sober, that's like having 80 years today, okay? Like 80 years. And just think about all those control freaks who ran AA in their little part of the country before the traditions. How they felt when some guy from New York published these 12 things that all of a sudden told them that, no, everybody's equal now. Everybody gets a vote. Everybody's voice counts. Sometimes the newcomer knows better, sometimes the old timer knows better, but the group always knows better. But Bill knew that we were doing some things that were going to burn down the reservation. So the traditions came out. 1946. But then what happens over the next couple of years? Dr. Bob gets sick. Bill realizes Bob and him are not going to be here forever. Something else that happened is that Bill met Reverend Ed Dowling. And Reverend Ed Dowling shared with Bill that he'd never get the freedom of an AA member if he made all the decisions in AA. That he could not be the end-all, be-all. And so Bill comes up with this plan for a General Service Conference. And that's what we're talking about, 7 weeks from this Sunday night on April 14th. And what really is that? Because sometimes it gets taken out of context, or I hate to use a current corporate saying, but alcoholics sometimes have a hard time staying in their lane, you know? You ever see a picture of an Olympic swimming pool and it has those perfect lanes, right? Yeah, we struggle. Our pool looks like one where somebody as a joke just removed all of them, right? And we can't really stay in our lane. But what it's supposed to be is that in 1955, the first conference was in 1951, and that was a test for 4 years. And that leads me to solving one of your riddles. panels. Mm. The first panel was in 1951. It only had first-year delegates. It's the only conference that only had one half of the delegates. Your delegate panel is the first year you start serving. So if you were panel one delegate, you went to the first and second General Service Conference. If you were a panel two delegate, your first conference was the second General Service Conference, and the third conference was your second General Service Conference. So each delegate serves 2 years, and the year they start is their panel number. I was a panel 49. 49 years later in 1999. This year is panel 74. But that's where the name AA Comes of Age comes from. That in 1955, Bill and Bob turned their role over to the groups, and I want to stress that. Because sometimes people think the trustees turn their role over to the groups, and that's not true. The trustees have always been responsible for the regular and usual and customary business of those corporations. Bill labeled the General Service Conference the permanent successor to the founders. The conference's job is to do what Bill and Bob used to do for the board. On important matters of AA policy, give them their 2 cents, because board is busy being the board, and some of them aren't even alcoholic. And in 1955, that's where the name AA Comes of Age comes from. AA came of age. And the power of Bill and Bob would transfer to the groups. Where this is recorded is one simple document in here called the original conference charter, which has been updated. And the current conference charter is in there today. And all that does is explain this simple handshake agreement between the Board of Trustees and the groups. The General Service Conference has about 135 people who vote, give or take, each year. 93 area delegates, 21 trustees, 6 non-trustee directors, 15 or so AA and Grapevine staff members. That's the conference, those 135 people. And if a committee recommends something and 2/3 of them vote in favor, it's binding on the trustees. That's the handshake agreement. That's what that complicated agreement in here. If I could boil it down into a couple of words, that's what it says. It's a handshake. The board is saying, if the conference, speaking for the AA groups, votes 2/3 to do something, we will do it. Now, in 74 General Service Conferences, the board has never said no to the conference. They've maybe questioned a couple of times and maybe said, you know, this would maybe not be right doable right away. Let's send it back to next year's conference and see what they say. But think about that. It's not a legal agreement. It's a spiritual agreement. For 74 years, the board has done as the fellowship has asked. That's why those phone calls I started off by saying that I get, I kind of laugh when they're always yelling at the board. I'm like, the board? 2/3 of 135 people told them they have to do this. It's binding on them. But now you can see why it's so important that the groups be involved and that the groups be connected to the center of AA, to their district and their assembly. Because this year, some important decisions will be made. I could talk about old decisions because they're old, not going to get voted on, right? This year's, I'm staying away. But would I be like, am I the only one in here who doesn't have to hear somebody complaining about the preamble still 3 years later? That mysterious vote that had no warning, that was only on the agenda for 5 years and talking about it for 10, and it doesn't matter whether I'm for it or against it, I just know Of all the things it was not a surprise. However, it's a good learning lesson for groups that were disconnected to get back and get re-involved and be connected. And listen, you can only be as good a GSR as possible, but if the group doesn't give you the time to report back and communicate back, then you got to question, you know, why are they abdicating their responsibility? So tomorrow night we'll get into more practical things about being a GSR throughout the year. But because the conference is right around the corner, and especially a lot of times we almost go into May with the General Service Conference, it's a complicated kind of figuring out between Easter, Passover, and Ramadan to get a date that works, not in the middle of all those important religious holidays, that we try to be respectful of the members of the General Service Conference who might be celebrating them. That's not an AA issue, that's just being respectful of people's family lives. But this year, as you know, Easter is on, like, it's in March, I think, right? It's the last Sunday in March. So our whole conference this year is early. And it's super important that when you're here this weekend and when you leave, you get connected with your DCM and your delegate or someone who can help you. And so with that, I am going to go to questions from any GSR. If you have a question, please ask it. I'm going to give you an assignment for tomorrow night, and we'll pick the best ones, whoever comes back with the best. We will let you give me your list of one thing that you bring tomorrow night. You can put it right up on this table, which is a current problem you have serving as a GSR. If you would put that, anything that's causing you grief as a GSR. It could be an old timer. It could be your group doesn't want to hear your reports. It could be your group's always done it a certain way. They don't want to do it a new way. Anything. But tomorrow night, if we get a couple of them from some people who are willing to give them, we will then ask the group which ones they want to get feedback on, and we'll let people maybe give some advice to others and how they've handled it. But for tonight, I will take any questions about being a GSR, but preferably along the conference timeline schedule. Yes.
Hi, Michelle.
So where can you find the conference agenda items? You should go to your DCM. It depends on your area, and this is where I am severely limited by the amount of areas. Some areas.
They're in the packet, right?
Some areas. Are they in the NARASA packet?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Would it be possible to ask the questionnaires to come to the mic so we can hear them back
okay.
here?
Okay. Or I'll repeat it because I don't want to make them walk all the way back there. The question is, where can they get a final conference agenda? So what I want to do is be respectful to the different areas. Yes, you can get it in your package here. You might get one. I didn't get one. Some people did, some people didn't. But inside your area, some areas do not distribute them as openly as others. Some put it right up on their password-protected website, and it's there. Some don't. So you have to check with your DCM and your delegate. Someone else had a question? Yes, sir, in the green. Question is the AA service manual available to purchase this weekend?
I got this one at the literature table.
The literature table is selling them. There you go. Yes, sir.
For a new GSR.
No, I just want to see.
Read a realistic word number.
The question is, for a new GSR, is 3 a realistic number? Well, I'm just going to do some easy math in my head. 80% of the GSRs said they already had their February business meeting. One business meeting left. Maybe some of you can get your group to have a special meeting. But that's going to be tough with this short notice. I think 3. Listen, I can't tell you which ones, but I'm just going to give you my AA crystal ball. There's 3 things on here where you're going to be stuck talking for at least 20 minutes each, okay? Okay? And what you're going to have is a couple of old-timers who act like it's the first time they ever heard about it. And they're really going to want to share. So I think three is a decent number, but if you can do more, please. Yes, sir.
What are the
couple that I picked are not the hot items that my delegate picks, or they're not important charter, but they're really hot? Okay, so the question is, what about if the GSR of the group pick three that the delegate doesn't pick, right? Because some delegates don't review the whole agenda. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would tell you. Your group conscience is most important. Even if your delegate has chosen other things for the area to discuss, if your group thinks those three are super important, you should discuss them. And you can transmit your group's feelings on a phone call or an email to your delegate and say, hey, we talked about these, and we want you to know this is how we feel. What your groups think is important is the most important, not what someone else thinks. Yes.
So, Alcoholic Tracy, so my group, it took a bit to have them get sort of spiritually prepared to discuss the literacy survey. This was this past business meeting in February. So they kind of feel a little burnt out about that. They're not used to a GSR. So what would you suggest to try to get them sort of spiritually involved in going through any of these agenda items if they're not even used to it as a group?
So I think your question was regarding the questions from the trustees' literature committee?
They ended up answering it, but they were so burnt out because they're not used to a GSR actually being...
Right, but it's about that.
It's more so the agenda items now. We answered that?
No, but what I'm asking is the item that you burnt out on, said literacy. It was the question on the founders' writings.
Survey.
Okay, so for everyone else to know, the question is, her group actually went through the questions on the founder's writing from the trustees' literature committee already. And they're not used to having, so that's a, you know what? Her question is a great tangent item. There's nothing that will cause mass chaos in a group like an active GSR if they haven't had one. I'm just telling you right now. That's just the honest truth. Like all of a sudden, they've kind of had a GSR in name only, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody's there like, bam, this letter came, they want to know how we feel, we need to get together, and good for you for being that GSR who did that. Thank you. Really. Thank you. But her question is, she might have burnt them out over the edge, right? She might have taken them deep over the edge, and she's not sure if they can. So I would say to you this. You did amazing work getting them to do that, right? And they haven't done that thing before. Think about over the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of unorthodox ways. There's no way stamped in this book that says you have to do it. Maybe you could find a couple of group members who want to have coffee one night after a meeting. There's a lot of ways you could do it, even if they don't want to get together officially to talk about agenda items. You got to think about then that you have the right of decision, and how do you prepare yourself so that you're armed with what you need to know.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Chrissy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Chrissy.
I just got elected to GSR 6 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Give me any direction whatsoever, pretty much narrowed it down to a 3-minute conversation on Messenger typing it out. She said, wait.
So let me repeat it for everyone who's back there. The question is that, and I love it because it talks about the real truth of Alcoholics Anonymous that we face every day. That her home group has a business meeting with 40 people. They get through in about 15 or 20 minutes. They do not want to spend any extra time. They want to be peeling out of that parking lot, going to wherever they're going. She asked the previous GSR what she should do, and the service advice was wing it. And I am so thankful that you are so honest to ask that question and to throw it out there, truthfully. Because I think a lot of us have faced that. And that's why I said that tonight I had to talk about that timetable. Because what are you to do? You have one 15-minute session left before April 14th, too? So you have 30 minutes? And I'd love to talk to you after, but, you know, I don't know if your group has a group chairperson. But when you find out what your delegate is doing, like when do they get feedback, when do they discuss, there's a certain level of acceptance that you have to say, like, I have 8 weeks to get this done. So if I was you, I would be talking to people, having coffee with group members, finding out how they feel about certain issues. And what I would really be thinking about is how do you change the game for the group next year when you have all this time to prepare so that you can get them used to seeing a preliminary conference agenda in maybe December and letting them know in December or even November, maybe we should have a special 1-hour meeting for just the people who want to discuss it. For those who want to run out of the parking lot at 80 miles an hour and go to Dunkin' Donuts, have at it. But my experience in AA has been, sometimes we talk about apathy, but if we announce and communicate and let people know that they're gonna have an opportunity, even if only 3 people out of that 40 show up, those 3 people want you to know how they feel and how your group feels. So, thanks. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Gary Alcoholic. What about a small group like mine that we have maybe 4 members and there's a lot of don't want to let go of the position even though I'm the GSR. And they're throwing their opinion in on this. And we don't have enough time to go through 83 questions or even the survey. I know last year we did have a special home special meeting, but it's difficult that the communication is not there.
So the question is, this group is a small group, 4 members. Obviously some of those other 4 have been GSR at a time. They have a hard time letting go of what they used to do. And with 4 members and with not having a lot of time, how do you get all the information? And what I would tell you is the same answer I had before is, there is a great amount of right of decision that is given to GSRs. And if you show up and are an active GSR, the best you can do is try to get feedback from them so that you know how your group feels. But like I said, there's a certain level of acceptance. If your group doesn't want to meet for 2 hours one night, then you have to find out how do you get informed the best so that you can make the best decision. You know, a lot of people complain all the time about decisions that the AWS board makes, decisions the Grapevine board makes, decisions the General Service board makes. It happens all the time. And what I tell people all the time is, that's why we are not electing our friends or our service sponsors. We're electing, what we are electing when we elect a trusted servant in AA is someone who gets to be in the room when we can and vote. That's what we're doing. When we elect trustees, we're not electing our best buddy or our old pal or whoever. What we're electing is we're saying, I trust this person when they're behind closed doors, to make the best decision possible. That's the right of decision when we select a trusted servant. Now, of course, this is Alcoholics Anonymous. People who are irresponsible then all of a sudden claim responsibility, right? So if they find out that you voted a certain way, they're then mad at you. But they wouldn't meet with you to let you know. So I'm just saying, yes, you have great right of decision, but it comes also with a lot of heartache. And every trusted servant has been down that path. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
So the question is, should the GSR actually, using the background and maybe with a questionnaire, meet with that group and just the way some delegates get written feedback, should the GSR? I would say you should do that if it works for your group. That's what you should do. I mean, my ultimate dream regarding this whole topic, the deadline for conference agenda items used to be January 15th. That's what it was when I was a delegate. You could send in an item, postmarked, not even emailed, postmarked, before January 15th, and it could get on this year's agenda. And then people fought moving it back to December 15th. But thank God we had voted to translate into English, Spanish, and French. And now it's back to September 15th, right? So now you have to submit new agenda items by December 15th. And my dream, and I hope for future GSRs, we used to issue the final conference agenda and the background, even though the due date was January 15th. Now the due date is September 15th, and we're still not giving people the stuff until the middle of February. And at a certain time, listen, if no one's told you this, our reserve fund and our collection of first edition big books are not our greatest asset. It's our employees, period, end of subject. They are our greatest asset. So I'm not here to say, I'm just saying in the future, I hope that the final conference agenda and background comes out in November or December. I hope that we finally have 2 or 3 months for groups to really, because look at this year. Groups have no time to really get together with their groups because of the way the calendar goes. So, we'll see. I saw somebody else. Yes, ma'am?
I'm Sherry. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Sherry.
Yeah, the question is, who does the GSR give the feedback from their group to, the DCM or the delegate? Again, because we are with so many different areas, you have to find out from your DCM and delegate what is the process there. Some do very much involve the districts in how they get background information out and tell people what's on the agenda. Some, it's all at the assembly level, where the GSRs give feedback. So it's just critical, and that's why I wanted to go through this timeline, that you find out which your area is and readjust what you're doing to that schedule. Right, you should find your delegate this weekend or your alternate delegate, and you should find out. Yes?
Good evening, everybody. Jack, real alcoholic.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for being here tonight and informative questions, and I want to thank you very much for doing service and your past, you're doing a presentation tonight. Is General Service broke? They have to print a new edition of the big book, Culture to Stories, Chance for the Language of Spanish and French and all the rest of that. Is General Service broke and not going to do all of this?
Okay, so I'm going to obviously repeat the question, which was, is General Service broke? And then some information about printing stuff and background and translation. But I'm going to give the standard answer I've given at a podium like this since I started serving as a non-trustee director. The final conference agenda has gone out. The General Service Conference has not happened. It is not the time as for me, not in my group or my area, to be influencing from a podium anyone else. Now, if I was down at that microphone and it was a session, I might chime in. But it's very important that this be about the process, and you should get that answer from your delegate or your DCM, or call me. But to use this podium to give input on any conference action would be very I would be disrespecting the podium that I respect so much. But thank you. Yes, sir. Gotcha. Great question. And we, you know, listen, only so much time tonight. Once something goes on the agenda, and we could, you know, I always talk about the agenda item. I age myself like the old cartoon, how does a bill become a law, right? Junction. Like, I think we could make that about how a proposed agenda item becomes an agenda item. But once it gets on the agenda, there's only a couple of things that can happen at the conference. The conference could, the committee could approve it and make a recommendation for the floor to approve it, 2/3, right? But if the floor votes it down, it's done. It's off the agenda. It doesn't automatically go back on the agenda. If the conference committee thinks it's not ready to go to the floor, they might say, work on this more with the trustees committee and bring this back next year. The conference committee could say, we're taking no action on this. And then it goes off the agenda. And someone would have to take an action to put that topic back on the agenda. You know, the Matrix, and I don't know if anyone's heard that, and I'm not talking about the Matrix, I'm talking about the agenda item matrix, is really, it lists all the agenda items proposed that have been sent in. And then it shows what is it about, where did it go, like to which trustees committee, and then did it go to the conference, or if it did not, why? You can ask your delegates if, you know, they might share that. Some delegates share that matrix, some don't. I don't know. That matrix to me is like the truth serum. Mm-hmm. That there are people who think that the trustees have this mysterious power to just rip something off the proposed agenda item list and it'll never be seen again. I don't know. I've never seen that. I love the matrix because we used to not have it. And it just shows truthfully where something has gone and where it is now. One more question. Yes, sir. Do you have a question? Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody have one last question? Yes, sir. So So the question is, how important are the group information sheets? So I would tell you, if you were in that next room over there with the DCMs, they would tell you super important, because they get the list and they have to decide of who's contributing and who's not, and who has a registered GSR, who has a contact. Super important. Yes, ma'am?
I wanted to follow up on that, Alcoholic Tracy. My service sponsor is the registrar for my area, and that is also incredibly important, just to have that recorded information of who to contact, how, why, and when, and to distribute that information down the triangle.
No doubt. No doubt. The group information sheet is critical. And I was looking the other day, John probably remembers these, there was something called the regional directory. There was one for each region in the United States and in Eastern and Western Canada. It had every group in the region listed. Then it had the names of the delegates, their addresses. Most people called it the out-of-date group information list, because it was about 5 years behind. But you know, if you talk to some truckers and long-haul truckers, they lived by that. That was their Bible. But it is super critical, if you're a GSR, that you update that and keep that updated. So with that, we are going to close. I want to remind everyone, if you're a GSR, please bring one item tomorrow night, place right up there on a slip of paper, something that you're having difficulty with serving as GSR, because we're going to let the group pick a couple of them that we can go into. So with that, we're going to close with the responsibility statement.